Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building a big business and an even bigger life. I'm your co-host, Kimber Lovett-Vanchitti.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. Kimber, I have an admission.
This is time. Let's do it.
This is just great. It's just you and me here. Nobody else needs to know about it. It's completely fine. So we're in this like little fitness competition with our circle. I say little. It's big because I like winning and you like winning. And so none of us like losing.
And we have a very competitive circle.
It's slightly competitive. You know, I'm like in my early 40s. I'll just call it what it is. I love being in my 40s. 40s are so awesome. The thing I'm not loving about being in my 40s right now is my body is not responding to all of this added activity in a way where I'm supposed to be like trimming down and getting more muscle and looking different. And like, I look the same, Kimber. I'm doing all this activity and I feel like very little is moving. Are you feeling that way at all?
Oh, 100%. And not to mention that we're doing this little fitness activity so we can all go to the beach and put on, you know, like.
And look really hot.
Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, I'm like,
My hotness is not increasing and I'm doing way more. And I promise you there's a reason why I'm sharing this with you, but I'm doing all this added activity. My hotness is not increasing. My results are not changing.
I challenge you that your hotness is absolutely increasing.
Okay, well, I'm going to put that in my pocket.
That's right. Put that in your pocket.
My measurements are not changing. And maybe the perception of myself is because I feel good about my activity, but the results are not necessarily showing up in the way that, you know, I would like to see them for the amount of output I am putting into this. So I kind of feel like that's happening in our market some too. I'm hearing a lot of people saying, I'm trying so hard. I'm doing so many things. I'm doing all the things. I'm doing the extra things. And I'm not getting the smoking hot bod or the smoking hot business that I think I should be getting.
That I expected.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And so with my situation, because I still am going to win our Vavoom and Tulum, I'm having to get more creative with the results that I want to see. And today, that's exactly what we're going to talk about is a very special person that Kimber actually got to talk with and meet that is going to help us get more creative and more strategic and more savvy with the results that we want to see and the conversations and the businesses that we're having.
Yes, I love it. And you know, it's fun when you think about like, say that world of like, you got to sometimes do things a little different at different seasons of your life.
Yes.
And I think what Phil Jones has done in this like super easy read or listen to, it is exactly what to say. The magic words for influence and impact is similar, right? Like you're like, okay, what's happening? Am I not getting the results in some of these core relationships? It could be your business. It could be your kids. It could be your family members that you're like, I feel like something's not landing. I need to be doing something a little bit different. And I had an opportunity, you know, many of us were together for our big annual Keller Williams conference in Vegas earlier this year. And Phil Jones was one of the keynote speakers. And so later that afternoon, my business partner, John Newman, and I are sitting down and Phil is sort of sitting across from us. And I'm like, John, I think that's Phil. This was our book, right? Exactly What to Say was our Her Best Life Empire Circle, which is sort of our elite mastermind group. We were all reading this book together. And so I'm like, man, it would be amazing to have Phil like to one say hello and to get him to like say hi to all of our Empire Circle members. And John was like, well, I mean, he is like he had just done a whole session on how to re-engage, how to think about influence, how to think about conversations. So my notes were relatively fresh. So I literally like studied, John and I like compared our notes and I probably looked like a crazy person. I'd go up to the bar and I literally used his model to ask him to record a video for all of our Empire Circle, which he was gracious and we ended up having a really great conversation.
Amazing.
But it was really powerful about like, are you aware of your activity, whether that's your physical activity or the words, like just the intentionality of the words to get different results?
I love that. Well, and the first one is that Phil believes in using magic words for influence. And there are some specific magic words that can significantly influence the outcome of conversations. And these words are designed to make your speech more persuasive, not manipulative, by the way, but persuasive, to help guide the person that you're working with or talking to a more favorable decision. And so we're going to pepper some of those in as we're talking today. But like one that I love that he uses, if he's opening up a conversation with someone maybe that he doesn't know yet on a new appointment or is trying to convert somebody for a new client, is to say, you know, I'm not really sure if this is for you, but da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? Like, I'm not really sure this is for you, Kimber, but I think it might be worth us exploring a conversation together to see if it is. Right? Or I'm not really sure if buying a home is right for you right now, but I think we should at least just take a look at it and see, right? He's already setting up the conversation for them to get curious about like, well, why wouldn't you think it was for me? Why would it not be? Why are you telling me it's not right for me? I'm going to listen a little bit more actively if you're telling me, you're not trying to hard sell me, but actually you're doing the soft takeaway instead.
Yes.
So we'll pepper in some more of these magic words as we kind of go through the episode today. But I love that one when you're opening up a new conversation with people.
I love it. I also think this is great in the hiring or deepening engagement conversation. I'm not sure if this is for you, but I'd love to discuss an opportunity. Maybe you know someone who I should talk to, whether that's an opportunity, whether that's a seller, right? Hey, neighbor, I'm not sure if this investment opportunity is right for you, but maybe you know someone who it's right for.
Love that.
That's one of my like favorite ones to just get people to lean in, and they're just listening in a different way because they're like, well, why isn't it for me? Why not? Yeah.
Why are you assuming it's not? I want to see if it's right for me.
That's right. So these magic words to really think about when you're initiating things for people, what words are you using? And that's a phrase that you could implement right away today.
I have a confession. Before Her Best Life, I never experienced a room where everyone wanted the best for me without needing anything in return. Many of us have battled burnout and exhaustion lately and just feeling alone. I know I have. Which is why this year's Her Best Life flagship event in Miami is tailor-made for us. Here, we not only grow our businesses and leadership, but also forge connections with like-minded women, returning rejuvenated and fulfilled. If you, like me, have felt the weight of burnout in the past year, I want to extend a personal invitation to join us in beautiful Miami, Florida this September. Head over to herbestlife.com/events before we sell out. Hope to see you there.
The second one is really creating comfort and trust. And we hear this a lot, right? Effective communication in anything, in any dynamic, right? Somebody new, somebody in a relationship, right? Is really starts with building trust and making the other person that you're communicating with feel comfortable. And you want to use language that shows empathy, understanding, respect for their perspective. And that's ultimately like the foundation of building trust, how we're communicating. So even simple phrases like, how would you feel if, right? How would you feel if this situation happened? How would you feel if I did this? How would you feel? That really invites people to explore that feeling and invites that into the conversation, which is really powerful.
I love that. Well, and then, you know, as you're moving through an appointment with someone or an exploration process, you're naturally going to have objections, which is the third part of Phil's process. And one of the crucial aspects of persuasive communication is handling objections smoothly and confidently. And if you can acknowledge the concerns without getting defensive, you can actually redirect the whole conversation. And so I love kind of keeping a mindset of I'm open for objections. Objections means someone's interested. It means they're actually thinking about it, right? You can then acknowledge the objection differently if you open up that way. So a couple things to, you know, maybe use is you can use the phrase of like, just imagine to help them envision the positive outcome by accepting your proposal. Or, you know, before you make up your mind, you should consider these couple of things. Or you know what? The way I see it, Kimber, is you really have three options here. I understand you're telling me no, but there actually might be three different options here. Let's take a look at those together. And so instead of getting to a yes, no, or a right, wrong, if you can open back up the conversation to redirect it, you're then taking the pressure off of the problem and putting pressure onto finding the solution together, which I love.
Yeah, these are so great. And I love this, before you make up your mind, I want you to do X, right? Mm-hmm. Before you make up your mind, I'd love for you to talk to one of my past clients who's had an experience. Can I send you three references of people that have had an experience working with me? Like just thinking about ways to get people to kind of, one, communicate what that objection could be and giving them just some additional things to think about before they make decisions. It's really powerful.
What I think about too on like hiring right now, everyone's kind of scared of move. You know, you hear kind of people are afraid of jumping ship and moving, right? And say, you know, before you say no to this opportunity, I want you to just imagine if we're actually hitting it out of the park together and nailing it on all cylinders, right? And we're achieving your goals and dreams, what that could look like, right? I understand you're comfortable and safe where you are right now, but there's a reason why we're talking today. Just imagine what this could look like. What could that opportunity look like together? So using those phrases allow us to get out of a yes, no, and into an open-ended conversation.
That's right. And you know, Seychelle is a very sophisticated communicator. So she just took that objection and she moved it into encouraging action, which is that fourth step, right? So you're taking, you kind of combined the two. So what is that, right? Before you make a decision, imagine, right? What if? And that encouragement of action is really prompts them to create that sense of urgency and importance. And I think part of what you're doing is taking them into a future self state, right? Like, what's the good, right? When would it be a good time to make a move like this? What happens next? Like you said, hey, if we had gotten in business together and next year things were amazing in your world, what has happened? And then they get to paint this really powerful, positive future picture, which is amazing as a leader, whether that's somebody already on your team or somebody you want to get into relationship with. It's also giving you the gift of knowing what perfect, like beautiful in their life looks like. Because as a leader, our job is to make sure that we create an opportunity that allows them to hit all of those goals. So this aim is really to get people into action and to get that to be attractive, exciting, and necessary, right? Necessary to get to the outcome that they want to achieve. So basic phrases, if you act now, what would that look like, right? When would it be a good time in your life to make this kind of decision? That's a great time, like question for a seller. It's like, I'm not really sure. Well, when do you think it would be a good time in your world to make this kind of a move? And then what would happen? What would be happening if this were an amazing opportunity for you?
I also love, like, the good news is you already know what the worst case scenario is because it's do nothing. The best case scenario could be da 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 da. I love to use that one too. Like, you're sitting in the good news. This is the worst it gets. What could the best be? So you're moving them into that future self. You know, and if we take a look at how Phil really modeled this out for us, it's in structuring the conversation, which is the fifth part of this to tie it all together for you. So the first part is you start with an engaging opener. And we love the potential takeaway, right? I'm not sure if this is right for you, but... And you start the conversation with an engaging opener to get into conversation. The second step is to present the main message clearly and concisely so that they understand what the benefit is for them. And then the third part is to end with a strong call to action, right? If you act now, then we get to do these things together, right? Or what happens next is these next steps. And so you want to do step one, prepare for an opener. Step two, present the main message clearly. And step three, end with a strong call to action to move people into results. And by following that structured approach, you can ensure truly that your communication is concise, it's focused, it's compelling, and that you're actually getting better results out of that activity that you are working so hard to do right now.
I love it. And I think what I've found in reading both this book and putting this into practice is this is both a structured conversation. It's also structured written communication. A lot of us are sending emails, we're doing social media posts, we're communicating in our marketing message.
Yes.
And I think taking this structured conversation and using it into structured communication in terms of how you are messaging out. Do you have an engaging, strong opening message? Do you have a main message about what you're offering very clearly and your call to action? We talk a lot about this as like the MOFR. Mm-hmm. What is going to make an immediate response that they will be like, oh my gosh, I have to take action. Whether that's in a conversation or if it's in something that you're trying to do a call to action to get someone to engage or to move to the next step in the process with you.
I love that. Well, this is super helpful for me. And I really think if you have anyone in your world that is not getting the results that they're wanting right now with the activity they're putting in, this is a great, quick, and easy episode to share with them because it's going to help get them into getting creative to do things a little bit differently with the activity they're already doing, right? How can we work smarter, not just harder, as our markets continue to change over the next year to 2 years? So help us, help your team, and this is a great one to share out with them. And if you found this one valuable, please write a 5-star review or share it with someone. And also, I want you to just imagine that you are with us in Miami at the Her Best Life flagship event. Just imagine what that would be like, right? So what we want you to do next is to go to herbestlife.com and sign up and come join us for the flagship event in Miami, because you're going to have an amazing time with us. So there's your film.
And take some action.
Yes, take action, baby. Because I don't know if it's right for you, but I think it probably is. So you should come.
That's right.
That's right. Well, y'all go out there and build that big business. Don't forget to join us in Miami. And more importantly, build that even bigger life. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Have a great week.